Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah, unless we create him.
Live Yakwad Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, tape number 86, now on the air. I be your host for the special edition called Thursday Evening by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 86. We're just going to throw it on the international side and see if all the slots are filled and get ready to the broadcast. And remember one thing, see, Roy, that great big old feast is only weeks away, and we're going to talk about it. And one thing about it, see, Roy, Yahweh passed over you and whooped the people called the sons of Ham. Otherwise, he killed people for you to keep that Passover. Keep that in your mind. All right, Yahweh be with you all. Special edition called Thursday Evening, part number 86, on the international side, all the slots are filled. And it's blank up under the covering, so I can't tell you who all in the room, but I can tell you one thing. All the slots are filled mean one thing. The box there have been lit. The curtain have raised up. And all we got to do now is organize, see, right? That's all you got to do now is organize. You remember what a lot of these things said? It's a series ever since we have came to this radio station that the ministry have doubled, but we ain't going to tell you the numbers. But they have doubled from the time that before we came on there. I hear you. So one thing about it, we're going to talk about a whole lot of things tonight, but what we're going to do now, we're going to open the lines up, and we got a memo saying the elder will be a few minutes late from telling you about this broadcast. And so that means we can get running just a little bit with the young line. We can get running, and we'll bring the young line, them young lines in and let them roar on the microphone, and when the elder show up, we'll tell you all about the broadcast. So one thing we do know, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. So it's time to come on stage. Let's see if we're going to come on stage for the nice episode. And we understand clearly that the mothers have been blocked off of the network because it's their radio station. So you will not hear the mothers for until a little while later. And another one of the mothers is recuperating, Mother D.F. Israel. She's listening in real good, but she'll be back on the scene real quick. But like I said, yeah, that's only going to touch on a few things for us to never forget about these earthly bodies. Never forget about these earthly bodies and some powerful things you never supposed to forget. Never forget it. We'll bring it back to the table in a second. Let's go find that young lion and bring him on stage. And so when you meet that young lion called Brother Makai Israel, one of the up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Makai Israel, tribe of Yagdad Judah, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you, S.E. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, S.E. Israel, S.E. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Young lion, so I see you ready to do some roaring. It sound like you got some roaring in your voice. And that's the way old Seer like it. So we ought to throw a couple of verses down because the elder be a little short coming in. I give me a chance to talk about a couple of things before the elder get in. So let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12, special edition called Thursday evening. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
That's right, and I believe that, young lion. I believe that the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. But we want to remind, you know, those of the six anointed camps and things that you got to always remember. In the 17th chapter, of Luke, there, young lion, it's something written in the 17th chapter of Luke. And we have to always remember what's written. Let's see what we can read in the 17th chapter of Leviticus. Make that Leviticus. What does it say that we can read in the 17th chapter, verse 1, 2, then skip down to 10, down to verse 14? Let's see if we get a couple verses in before the elder gets started, you know, letting you know, bring the broadcast, special edition called Thursday evening. What is said that we can read out of the heavenly tablets called the first five books, Leviticus 17, 1, 2, and then skip down to 10, down to verse 14. You're on the clock tonight.
Okay, the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, reading verse 1, 2, 10, down to 14. Verse 1 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 2, "speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto the family of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which Yahweh had commanded, saying," verse 10, "and whatsoever man there be of the family of Israel or the strangers that sojourn among you that eat any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul, that person that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people." Verse 11. "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your person. For it is the blood that make atonement for the person." Verse 12, "Therefore I said unto the family of Israel, no person of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourn among you eat blood." Verse 13, "And whatsoever man there be of the family of Israel or of the stranger that sojourn among you that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust." Verse 14, "For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is the life thereof. Therefore, I said unto the family of Israel, you shall eat the blood. You shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eat, it shall be cut off."
Mm-hmm. Now, what is he saying? See, if we don't understand the rules and regulations, the order of Yahweh, we will, the earthly bodies that we have, we will forget. We will go right back to ways coming in, which you bring something from the restaurant. Okay, you bring something from the restaurant, and you know they have a seed that meat, blood is in it, they just don't cook it. So the life, your life. Is it your blood is your life? What he's saying, your blood, that blood you got in you, that is your life. So when you feel yourself sluggish, you sluggish. That means that blood inside your body have icking. And remember, the older you get, if you don't drink a lot of water, if you don't exercise, if you don't stay away from that starch eating foods, All that do is case up and make your blood real thick. It'll run your blood pressure up so high that when they put the machines to you, it'll give you a false reading because your blood done got so thick because you're not following the rules and regulations of Yahweh. That means stay away from, you got to, if you're going to eat restaurant food, you got to really do some shaking them up and shaking them down. Now, what we mean by that? You got three or four exercises you must do daily. Why? Because the older you get, the more your blood thickens, and you can tell if you start feeling tingles in your hands, tingles in your feet. That means it's just like you're going to put some orange juice or water, and you left it out, and you see how flat it is. Then you automatically take your hand, you shake it up. You shake it up, right? What you're doing, you bring the life back. So if you do not shake your body up, you will not bring the life back because the life is in the blood. So if you sluggish, if you got a sluggish, it's all because of you not shaking up your blood by you just walking around. That's a good thing. But you must shake up your blood. And mostly all the anointed, six anointed camps have what you call that air stepper. That air stepper is great for the six anointed camps because you get on that thing and you get to go up and down. What you doing? The tingling in your feet by shaking that blood up, it'll start regulating the tingling. Then while you on that stepper, you take your hands, your arms, and stretch it all the way out. And you rotate your arms. What you're doing by rotating your arms, you're taking that mucus off and around your chest. Otherwise, you're giving yourself a chance to breathe. So while you're on that stepper, stretch your hands all the way out and rotate them around. What you're doing, you're rotating all that built-up mucus in your body. So sometimes you have to go to the hospital, and they say, well, you know, you all clogged up. You got mucus all over your body. So what they do, they stick a big old needle in your back, and they'll be draining the mucus out you, and they get bags full of it. What will happen, you got too much starch in your system. You're not drinking enough water, and you're not exercising. I mean shaking the blood up in your body. If you feel you got tingling in your feet, tingling in there, you feeling pain in the back of your rear end and your back, that means your blood is too thick back there. That's why we read that verse in the 17th chapter telling you the life of you is the blood. If you keep that blood popping, jumping, you might be feeling real sluggish. Oh, I'm so sluggish. Get on that stepper and get to shaking that blood up. And when you're shaking that blood up, then your legs start feeling better. Then all of a sudden, you back just got your hops going again. And another thing again, reminder, just on the couch, when you're laying in that bed, remember, while you're laying in that bed, bring your legs up, keep them on the bed, turn them over to your left, turn them over to your right. That's how you keep the circulation going so you have no pain in the back of your butt and your back by getting all that circulation back going straight up by turning your legs over to your left, turning your legs over to your right. Huh? You got it? Do as many as you can, then laying in that bed, remember. Take your hands, measure it across your chest, stretch it out, bring it in, bring it out. What you're doing, you're breaking up the mucus in your body. Because have you ever tried to reach for something and your arm is only, your arms act like it's got alligator in it, a little short arm? You get to reaching for something, oh, that's too high for me. You get to reaching and all of a sudden your arm go halfway up. You know why? That blood is too thick. Your arm folds regulate. So if you got these understanding, don't forget, Because one thing about it, we want you, Six Anointed Camp, to be around when we all deliver the fatal blow on the hypocrites. So we don't put too much time in to now finish this race. We got to finish this race, but with energy. So all them exercises we're telling you to do, drink plenty of water, eat your green food, stay away from them restaurant starch eating foods. The key to it is, if you sluggish, that means your blood need a workout. All you got is easy to tell. Oh, I feel sluggish today. Oh, you got no pop in you, that means your blood too high. Get on your stepper, lean against the wall, shake that stuff up. You shake it up. And all of a sudden you get off that stepper, you say, oh, I feel real good now. Yeah, you know what you did? You gonna chuck that blood up. You drink that clean spring water. You got it? So we're telling you this because one thing about it. The foxtail have been lit. Have went up. We on stage now. All over the known world. So it would be a tragedy that you won't be able to see how this thing unfolds because you let the world creep ready and up under you and you forget that you got to continue to shake up your blood. You shake up your blood and stay in Yahweh, guess what? You'll be prepared. A lot of times they say, why you got so much energy? Because I stay in Yahweh and I shake up the blood. Stay in Yahweh. Shake up your blood. You got it? Good. All right, enough said on that. So now you got it. And this is tape number 86. So now the elder finally came on stage. So we'll bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. And then we'll get back to the young lion knowing one thing. Shake that blood up. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It'll make you do things that you forgot that you can do. But if you don't shake that blood up, you'll be sluggish. If you do anything, you just stumble to the couch and fall out. You know what? You didn't shake your blood up. All right? Next time you see anything, just let it sit there long enough and watch how flat it looks. Then you just give it a shake, right? How some life come back in. Guess what? That's how you gonna get back on the good foot. Got it? Good. All right, so when you meet the elder, we'll allow boys, and the elder gonna tell you all about the broadcast, take number 86, and all the information pertaining to the Six Anointed Camp. So when you meet the elder, we'll allow boys, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, y'all quite busy there, see right.
And Yahqua bless you, see as well as see well. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Hallelujah. All we know, the slop is filled. And what's up on the count, we don't know, but we know we got a lot of visitors in the room. We got all the visitors in the room. We got, yeah, mm-hmm. We got Latter-day Saints. We got Timothy Dolan from New York. In the room. You just see, I'm going to be in the room, but I'm going to have to watch you because you're saying some things that. And we got the World Council of Churches in the room, the WCC. So all the international people's in the room, and one thing about it, the foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up. So on the international side, it's ready to go, so it'll take your time and let them know who bring this broadcast on tape 86 on the clock tonight.
Well, first of all, Yahqua, bless you. Shia Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Among a cast of thousands. I was sitting back there enjoying the most of that when I logged on. I was a little bit late, good man. I do apologize for that. But anyway, once we get into this broadcast, we find out missing a few minutes is missing a whole lot. There's a lot of things going on in this world right now, and you talking about shaking up the blood and getting people moving around, it looks like we got quite a few people doing that. Looks like Will Smith shook up a little bit of blood in Chris Rock there for speaking ill about his wife on national broadcast. As he gets through shaking up the blood, he went up and apologized to him. Well, one thing you find out, you can shake the blood up on some of these preachers, too. Be careful. make sure you have book in hand when you're talking to one of these guys, because they are definitely trained in bump the gums contests. While we're learning about Bible history, they're practicing a sermon to preach in church. While we're learning about the ways that we should study the Bible, the protocol of the Bible, they're learning how to get their tithes and offerings in the church. We have to make sure that when we do this book, we do it the right way so that you are not deceived. What happens in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5? Verse 4 says, "And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh the Son, and shall deceive many." We've actually seen that happen in the temple before. People claiming to be such is what they're not. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics about the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because this is information you came to seek. And you have to look no further. You found that now in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath current time is Friday, starting from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you will see some choices, and one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, or your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." I always try to remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. And also, this is a good feature for those who can't dial a number that I'll mention later. You can actually enter it right on your internet on your phone, laptop, or computer by entering Yahweh Radio Live. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The number I had referenced to earlier was 319-527-6701. 6065. This would be our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling this same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure when you're ordering, you give us the correct name and correct address, and you will receive it promptly after calling that number of 224-600-5579. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station, Sockover, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as we have seen in the past. Even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, you can choose the program that you had missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note, during a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing a shutdown. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when given the scriptures to speak by this year, as a reminder, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly with no confusion. Remembering that we're on an international broadcast. So at this time, we'll turn our program back to our Seer Israel, where that teaching can continue. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. While you were talking, I just comment, come across the network, saying what did you think about what your elder said? Okay. About Chris Rockman. What do you mean? What do I think of what that elder said? Everything I deal with is based upon the Bible. Yeah. What do you think about his validation? What do I think about what happened? Well, I'll tell you one thing. We can go in the Bible on the run and tell you exactly what the elder just got through saying and what causes all types of things. So I think what we'll do, we'll piggyback off of what Elder just said about what about Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Grammys or whatever they call it. I think we'll take a look at that for a minute. Not because you said so, Latter-day Saints, and because I guess Yahuwah said, okay, take a little peek at that. See you? All right. All right, let's make a little detour there, young lion, and they'll stand by. They're going to have you participate in a little bit of this, too. So let's see if we can find out something that we can tie in. In the book of Matthew, young lion, what it says in Matthew 22:29? then we'll get back on the subject matter. Let's tie a little bit in on what we just got through here. Let's see what it says in Matthew 22:29.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Verse 29 reads, Son answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. He said, we make a lot of errors because we don't know the scriptures and the power of Yahuwah. So we'll make a lot of errors by not knowing what do the Bible say in whatever case it tells us that we need to know. In Matthew chapter 19, verse number 9, what can we read in Matthew 19, verse 9? What can we read there, young lion? What can we read in Matthew chapter 19, verse 9?
The book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, accepted and shall marry another, commit adultery. And whoso marry her which is put away, do commit adultery.
Mm-hmm. And what's that supposed to mean? So he's letting you know that Yahuwah have rules and regulations that if, see, Christianity have destroyed the best of us in all types of relationships and everything else. See, once you understand what it says here in verse number, let's see what it says here in verse 4 down to verse 6. Let's get Yahuwah on the picture. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 down to verse 6. What do it say that we can read? Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 down to verse 6.
The book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 down to 6. Verse 4 reads, And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read? That he which made them at the beginning made them male and female. Verse 5. And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and twain shall be one flesh. Verse 6. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What before Yahuwah have joined together, let no man put asunder.
Mm-hmm. He said that once they get together, they one flesh. Then all of a sudden, then after you come one flesh, then you have to understand the order of one flesh. Now let's go read 1 Corinthians 11:3. Let's find out what is the order of one flesh. Let's talk about the order of it right now, Brother Micaiah. So that's why it's very important for this ministry to understand one thing, that we have to get in order. What kind of order? The Bible order. We're going to go around the corner just for a little bit, and we'll come and show you exactly. You know, we even hear a bunch of stories because we get all the memos on everything, but we just go with the flow on the drop of a hat. So what is the order of things that we're supposed to read in 11 verse 3, order of things? What does it say in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. Verse 3 reads, But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahuwah the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahuwah the Son is Yahuwah the Father.
So the head of a woman is the man. Now just the way it is, that's the order thing. The head of the woman is the man. That's just the bottom line according to what you're reading, 11 verse 3. That means man got to understand his role. He is the head. And when a woman is praying, she got to honor her head, because her head is that man that's laying next on that pillow. That is her head. You can't get around him or over him. He is your head, and that's the order of things. And that man must be a Yahwali man. Give me 37 verse 12. We go on and get up, and we'll be able to tie some things in through the spirit of Yahwali. Go to 37 verse 12 of Sirach.
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, But be continually with a Yahwali man, whom you know to be the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Mm-hmm. So a Yahwali man will not put himself in that position that the brother put himself in that position, because something happened that you have to understand that something happened, and that's the reason a joke was made on his wife. But remember one thing, he get paid to tell jokes. You ever remember the comedy shows they had at all the places like Burning Spear, the Regals, and all these comedy shows they had years ago? Whoever sit on that first row, you can bet, I don't care if you dress to impress, whoever is the moderator of telling jokes, they always will put the camera on whoever in the first two rows, because that's how they get the jokes in. So when you know you are a comedian and you get your jokes in by, you know, that's how you roll. You get your jokes in. Now, that's the point. I'm making a point out of that. Now, it was a joke that was made, right? But what happened? Hey, Elder, Mysterio, let's go to the third chapter of the book of Isaiah. See, a joke was made, but biblically, it was made because we can't be like them. They got to be like you. Mm-hmm. So a joke was made. You made a joke, didn't you? You made a joke. And he came for her honor for making a joke. But now we're going to take a look at Isaiah chapter 3. Let me show you something in Isaiah chapter 3 that we can read. We every lesson we do is being dictated, and we just bring it out. But won't put himself in that position, or he won't put his better half in that position, because the order of things will be put in place. That's why you got to be in the right ministry. So we go on to the book called Isaiah, and we'll pick up verse 16. Let's see if we can get out of Mr. Taylor. Let's see if we can get out of this verse, and then we'll tie in what's going on biblically. Isaiah chapter 3, and pick it up at verse number 16. Let's see what it says, one verse at a time. You're on the clock. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 16. Moreover, the Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion, called City of David, are hardy and walk with stretched forked necks and wandering eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a twinkling with their feet.
Hold that thought. He said, the daughters of Yahweh Judah, this is how they roll. Otherwise, this is how they roll over here. Brother Micaiah, let's go to 1 72 verse 9. Let's read a little bit. 2 verse 9. He said, this are the daughters of Yahdah Judah. This are they robe. That means they'll put their eyes, they will not have, they'll look you, they'll look another man straight in the eyes and all that kind of stuff. They is ready to run their big fat mouth. They be ready to run their big fat mouth. That's what you'll do. Now, let's see what we can read in 1 Timothy 2, verse 9.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, in like manner also, that women adore themselves in modest attire, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or apparel or costly array.
Well, that means, hold that point. That means braided hair. That means they got all them kind of whips on it, whipping their hair all kind of ways, doing all that kind of thing, taking the natural way out of it. Because once you all start, you know, doing kind of impress the other nations, and then you start doing what the other nations do with your hair, it'll cost you because he didn't create you to have that hair that blows in the wind. And, you know, to be in the Hollywood and on any major outlet, you got to fit the appearance of what they portray as your look. So you'll do everything you can to keep up with the flow of Hollywood. And you want your hair to blow in the wind. But when you put all that chemical stuff in your hair, let's go back to the system. There we are. There we are. Because see, the joke that was put on the table, it's all because of you're in the wrong understanding of what the Bible and not knowing who you are. See, the joke would never have been because it told the woman that she always supposed to go back again, young line, back to a verse in the 11th chapter. Back to the 11th chapter. And we read verse 3, read verse 4. Read verse 4. We're trying to tie this in on the way to tie this thing in.
Okay, the book of 1 Corinthians.
Well, hold that point before you read that. Back up and give me 2 Ezra 7:21 first. Yeah, I'm taking notes as it's given to me. 2 Ezra 7:21.
Okay, going to the book of 2 Ezra. Chapter 7. Going to verse 21. Verse 21 reads, for Yahweh has given straight Torah instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So he told you straight Torah instructions, how to live to avoid punishment. So the Yahweh man will be clear that Yahweh have gave you rules and regulations, especially when you got a mate. You responsible for that mate to make sure you got to be lined up with the book. So the Chris Rock joke that he made, and his response is, I'm offending her honor. Okay, whatever way. Yeah, good, no problem. But we're going to find out something by going back to the 11th chapter. You read verse 3. What did verse 4 say?
Okay. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, picking it up at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonor his head.
What's that point? He said when a man praying, when a man prophesies, the crown of his head, he makes sure that is open. The crown of his head, top of his head is open. Okay, good. You got that. Okay, good. Now this is now here's a Yahweh man. Now Paul is putting an order. Now when a man is prophesizing, reading the Bible or whatever, the first thing he do, the crown of his head is supposed to be open. First thing. Got it? Good. And what happened next?
Verse 5. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all.
Hold it again. So now, every woman that's praying or prophesizing, if she don't have her head covered, she dishonors her head. And who was her head? Back up to verse 3. Now, who was her head? Back up to verse 3.
Okay. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3. 3 reads, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man.
So when the woman do not have her head covered, when she's prophesizing or when she steps out, automatically she has dishonored her head. And her head is the one she's joining on to, which is that man. So when she stepped out there with a head like the head that she has, and you know he is a comedian. He's a comedian. So, and you sitting in the front row, he gets paid to tell jokes. So, by you sitting in that front row, and you already dishonored that man by not having your head covered. Yeah. So when you stepped in the red room or the whatever they call that old stuff they'd be doing, the camera, whatever it is, you know, and this man is a joke teller. You are prime target for a joke. So you don't have your head covered. You got pants on. Huh? So you got everything going where a comedian said, I can clean up on you. So I hope you got a good spirit when I do it. But it's the man's fault by not knowing the rules or the regulations that when your better half come out, let her be put in that position from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And mop the hair and her head covered, then you ain't got no joke about her head.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to hell again in the third chapter. Now since you don't know that, you go to the third chapter and find out what happened next. So now in the third chapter, let's think of the verse 17. Now look what Yahweh said. See, that's why you see, hold that point. Give me young lion, give me the book Thomas verse 3. Give me Thomas verse 3. See, you can make a meal out of whatever you want to make a meal out of. Where to get rid of? All you do have to see Yahweh working with you. But I'm telling you something, you men, you can put a person in position by not knowing your role and being the head of your family. And remember, if your better half head is uncovered, she just honor you. So they were there. And now you going and stand around a comedian that get paid millions of dollars to tell jokes? and you sitting over there as a prime joke. A bald head with pants on. A bald head with pants on. So you a prime, but it's the man's fault. But we're gonna find out a little bit more, according to the Bible. See, when you got pants on, that's your better half's fault. When you're going back and reading a little bit more, your head shaving, we're going to find out that it was a prophecy on this already about mm-hmm. the thoughts of Southern Kingdom. And the Southern Kingdom got that. That's why Chinese, the Japanese, and Moab and Amon, they don't got filthy rich off of Yah God Judah. Because don't nobody have this problem but Yah God Judah. You know why? He told you why. Come on back here, Elder. Come on back and see why he tell you in verse number 16 again. Let me show you why. He been telling you why. Verse 16 again. A little more audio, Elder.
Okay. Looking at the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse number 16. 16 says, moreover, the Yahuwah said, because the daughters of Zion, Yadah Judah, are naughty and walk with stretched forked necks and wandering eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet.
Hold that part. Young lion, grab hold to the word haughty. What did the word haughty mean?
Say hearken. And,
Mother D.F. Israel, we did went over
hearty
part of the text, and I have to go back and get the early part. We did lay out showing that the life is in the blood. So by you missing a whole hour of the broadcast, you got a whole lot of catch up to do, Mother D of Israel, Steve Ray. So now, getting back to what we all now, because I'm thinking about it. When you miss a class, you miss a lot. If you come in a room late, you'll miss a lot. But we done said a whole lot of things now, so you got a lot of catching up to do, Mother D of Israel, Steve Ray. Now, what that word haughty mean?
I'm looking it up right now.
Arrogant.
What you got, Elder?
Arrogant. Thinking they're superior. Arrogantly superior.
Arrogant. What's the word hard to mean?
Arrogant.
Arrogant. You see that? He said the daughters of Southern Kingdom, Yah God Judy, is arrogant. And they always stiff their neck. They got a stiff neck. Is that what he's saying? Is that what we're reading, our elders, so far?
Arrogantly superior.
And superior with it. They'll get in their head face and stick their stiff neck and run their big fat mouth straight up with him, and that is a violation up on the Yahuwah. And that is right there in verse 16. So you see, in verse 16, that's the kickoff verse. He said, the daughters of Southern Kingdom have the spirit, but they do not respect their head. Their head is that man, that Yahuwah man. They will get in the Yahuwah man face of a drop of a hat. If they don't understand something, they still will get in his face, and you dishonoring your Yahuwah man by doing so. So that's why he tells Isaiah to write this, Isaiah, about them Southern Kingdom women. And they always want to eyeball your eyeballs, you, and knowing that you're the weaker vessel, that all of a sudden then when it escalates, Then you will run around trying to find 911 on them. But see, that's why we try to tell you. See, what you were looking at in that a war where something had escalated to the point that, well, the point that he was in bad shape. But he put his better half in a position for some big-time joking. Big-time joking. Because biblically, she's fitting the profile of what we read now. What does it say in verse 17?
Verse 17. 17 says, therefore, the Yahuwah will smite with a scrap down the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, Judah. And the Yahuwah will discover their secret parts.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? Now, what's that supposed to mean? He said he gonna smite the daughters of Yahuwah, the daughters of Southern Kingdom, with the scab to the crown of their head. See that? So you know, because you know what the daughters gonna do? They gonna do everything they can to their hair to destroy the natural look of their hair, and then their hair gonna fall out.
Uh-huh.
And that happened with the brother's wife. She unused so many chemicals in her hair to keep up with the world system that hair just fell out of her head. And now you know if you're sitting around a comedian, he can't let that get past. You know, that's what he get paid to. Also, a joke will come to a comedian in a minute. But the man will put that woman in that position because now we find out that the woman should have never been in that position from the get-go. Now, come on back again, young line, back into that 11th chapter. And pick up verse 4 again, 4 and 5. Listen good. Listen what it got written in verse 4 and 5.
Okay, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, picking it up at verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 reads, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonor his head. Verse 5. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one, as if she were shaved.
You see that? He said that by not having, by you not telling her, Mr. Will Smith, that first of all, she makes no appearance outside with her head uncovered. See? Then he would have never been able to tell the joke about her head, and then you got to respond for her honor. He wouldn't have been put in that position if he'd have knew how to stay in contact with the six anointed camps of Boston of Jewish life. You don't let your better half be put in that position, huh? To be, he said, when her hair was uncovered, it was just like she had took a razor to it and shaved it all the way off. He said, it's no difference. That's what Paul just said. It's no different. That's what he just said. It is no different than you taking a razor and just running around your head if your better half out there with a head uncovered, out there in public with a head uncovered. It ain't no different. Read it again in verse 5. Listen to what he said in verse 5.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, but every woman that prays or prophesy with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one, as if she were shaven.
Yeah. He said it that just like a woman, and he will tell you why. Next verse. Listen good. Next verse.
Verse 6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered.
You see that? You see what he's saying? He says it's a shame. He said, you Yahwali man, but you got to be a Yahwali man to recognize that. He said, now you see the woman you got have chemical on her head so bad that it done fell out. She done lost the natural of her hair by trying to keep up with the flow of the world. That's why I tell you number 15, 15, 16, as you are, so shall the world be. But we've been, that been reversed on us. So now we'll follow what the system is. And to get anywhere in the world system, you have to go with the flow of the world system, right? That means you're going to get off in there and you're going to put that gold, you're going to put the gold hair, yellow hair in your head. And when you put the yellow in your hair in your head, you're going to do that, right? And then you're going to broad it all up. You're going to put all that comp in your head, all that cream in your head, right? You're going to do all that, right? Don't you know by you was born naturally, that right there is going to be a wear and tear on you, and just like your blood sitting still and you're not doing no pushing your blood up and down. And you feel sluggish, you can't get around, or you got mucus in your system. Understand one thing, your blood is too high. If you don't set your arms out and move your chest around and break that mucus up, then that mucus can remain in your body. He's telling you everything to do to avoid these punishments, but we got to remember this to help others. Now, when that man let that woman go and sit on the front row with them pants on and that bald head, a comedian cannot let that get away. But in the same token, chemicals and following other nations will destroy your hair. But in the same token, when you go out in the public, the woman's supposed to be what in verse 5? Well, Yahwali man, verse 5, listen good.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, but every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be strong. Be a shame for a woman to be strong or shaven, let her be covered.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image of the honor of Yahweh, but the woman is the honor of the man. Verse 8.
Yeah.
For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Good. Now back up to verse 7 again. Listen good at verse 7. Listen good. Verse 7.
Verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image of honor of Yahweh, but the woman is the honor of the man.
Right. So you see, so he got rules and regulations that we can read. When the man is prophesizing, reading, doing some scripture, the crown of his head must be open. The crown of his head. But when the woman is doing the same thing, she must cover. Here goes the order called the rules and regulations. Read verse 7 and read verse 6.
Okay. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 7 and then verse 6. Verse 7 reads, for a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and honor of Yahweh, but the woman is the honor of the man. Verse 6, for if the woman be not covered, let her also be strong. But if it be a shame for a woman to be strong or shaven, let her be covered.
Next verse. Listen good. Back. Keep bagging up.
Verse 5. Every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. for that is even all one as if she were shaven. Verse 4, every man praying or prophesying having his head covered dishonor his head. Verse 3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father.
So who is man? Who is woman head? That man that you with, that is your head. That's the highest you gonna get. That man is your head. That's why you gotta be clear that what you get yourself tied in with, because that man is your head. And when you step out and you is uncovered, you dishonor your head. And that's that man that you with, that man that you sit there and put them high eyes on and talk smack to, that man is your only way to the mighty one once you're in a relationship. You see that? So that man is your, what's called your admission card to eternity. That's why you got to make sure that man is a Yahwali man, because the highest you're going to get is that man. And if you ain't got that man, then that means that ministry that you in, they become the elders, will be your head. The elders, male and female, will be your head until you have a head, and then he take it from there. See that? And that's why he have to be a Yahwali man. So this is the order thing, and that's why you see so much trouble that happened, because the order was not there. And when the order is not there, Yahweh is not there. See that? So now we're going back to the prophecy of it. And this is what opened the doors for, but it's still a little bit more in it now. A little bit more in that, what it brought to the table. Sometimes you open up a can and 600 cats can walk down through it. Latter-day Saints. Now we clear that it says in verse 17, Yahweh will smite the crown, the scab of the crown of your head. Who? Old daughter of Yahweh Judah. And Yahweh will discover thy secret part. Now what that mean by your secret part? When you dishonor what is written in 22 verse 5, you open the door for your secret parts to be clogged up like a refrigerator that is not hooked up with food in it. You imagine, okay, you unpack your refrigerator in, right? But you left it unplugged. The food inside the refrigerator, what you think is going on? That's the same thing when you are 22 verse 5 of the book of Deuteronomy. Read that young line, 22 verse 5 of Deuteronomy.
On the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5 reads, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You see that? He said, when you do so, you become abomination to Yahweh, and Yahweh collects on you. So when you unplug your refrigerator, you got all that food in your refrigerator, you unplug it, what happens? What happened in there? Suppose about 80 degrees, and you unplug your refrigerator, you got food inside the refrigerator. What happens? That's the same thing when a woman wearing pants. That's exactly what happened with the same thing when a woman wear pants. But these men that's not a Yahwali man will turn a deaf ear on it. See? But it's just like you unplug your refrigerator, and all that food is inside your refrigerator, and now you and unplugged it, and now you and go back a couple of days. Wow, why it ain't fresh no more? Well, you think it ain't? You violate what Yahweh told you not to do. Yeah, here's what you violate what Yahweh, and that same thing would happen with the sister. She violated what Yahweh, but it's his fault by not knowing that you're going to put your better half in that position with a bald head and pants on. Because she'll sit and joke, biblically. And here we're reading it now. She'll sit and joke. And any comedian supposed to deal with that. Now let's go back to and find out some more. So that would mean he'll discover your secret part. Because he know you're going to follow the nation. You're going to bypass the Yahweh man saying, listen, take the pants off. Because them pants, while you got some pants on, it's just like you go unplug the refrigerator. Or you jumped on me by leaving the food out overnight. Hey, look what you did. You left that food out all overnight. It ain't no more good. Well, that's the same thing you are doing with your pants on.
Oh.
You ain't no good. See? Same thing. That's why we got to recognize you got to be up on the anointed leadership that one can show what the Bible saying and stand on it. So he put that woman in a position, but I he don't get back on the woman because the woman put herself in a position too. That made him already is very upset. You know what she did, right? Remember we read in that verse that
roll the ass.
When the woman, the only way you can put a woman away is for what reason again? Let's go back and read this. See, you got to understand what the Bible's saying. That's why you got to make sure you clear. Let's go back again to the 19th chapter. And read verse number 9. He was already trying to find the Christian religion and everything, and find out what she could do anyway. And then you know they gave him a song and dance. 19 verse number 9 of Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commit adultery. And whoso marry her which is put away, do commit adultery."
Now what did he had on his mind? He found out that his son's best friend about in his early 20s is riding pony on his wife. See? He already got that on his mind all the time. Her son's best friend jumped his wife. Yeah? What is the rules and regulation when that woman is with somebody else? You got to put her away. It ain't no discussion about well, we can record. No, you can't reconcile that. This is one thing that was told. The bottom line is dead or dead. So when that woman, his head already blown up because a 23-year-old a young tiger is jumping around in his tank, his son's best friend. So you know he already ain't feeling good. But now he won't figure out what he's supposed to do. What did the Bible tell you he's supposed to do? That marriage is supposed to be over with. Because that's one thing you don't do. A woman cannot do that. And that's what she did. She jumped in a 23-year-old, her son's best friend. She riding him like a stallion. And he found out about it. So he had already in bad shape. But he trying to figure out what you do with her. What do you think you're supposed to do to her? What the Bible tell you you're supposed to do with her? That marriage supposed to been over with. Now you go on your internet and go look around and find out what happened with the relationship between this sister and the 2 and 3 year old boy she's jumping around with, riding the pony with. But what does the Bible tell you to do? But what do the Catholic or Christian religion tell you to do? Well, why don't y'all see, can y'all work it out? It ain't no work. When a woman get with another man, you pick up another man's spirit. See, once you understand. That's why you got two rules. You got a rule for man and a rule for woman. When you get with another man, that means the spirit of that other man is inside of your body. And that's why you catch women sometimes is all over the place. You know why look how many spirits they got in their body. You got all type of spirits in your body. Whatever that man is, that's the spirit you gonna catch. And remember, this same woman was Tupac. That was his old lady. Oh yeah, I know the been know the story, but I ain't nothing to it. Latter Day Saint. Yeah, I know the story, but I'm telling you like it is. You know, when you get two witnesses on a story, you know, you and the elder brought it up, so that's two witnesses. Why not touch on it? But we charge those that got to understand it, certain things you don't do. But when you better have get with another man, that relationship is over. It is over. But in the Christian church, you know why the reason the song came? Because this right here, you remember the statement was written over there in the 7th chapter of St. John? He said, I caught this woman in the adultery. She's supposed to be hit side the head. He said, well, where the man at, too? Both of them got to be hit side the head. Because that's one thing. But he said, well, what you think about this right here? You know, you caught this woman in the adultery. He said, you know what the rules say. He said, what they're wrong about Matthew, St. John, about chapter 7 somewhere in that area. He said, well, what do we say you supposed to do? He said, you got the rule that is not guilty to cast the first stone. You know that verse over there in Matthew, St. John chapter 7 somewhere in that area. Okay. So when you did that, that was death. And he told you in 19 verse 7, in the 19 verse, the 19 chapter verse 9, when your mate get with somebody else, that relationship is over. David Bethel, read one more time, 19 verse number 9. And this is what Yahuwah the Son said. You know he got from Yahuwah the Father. But you know what Christian will tell you? Won't y'all reconcile and teach you what to see? That's what he said. No. That ain't Bible. That's why I said Christianity is opposite for this Bible. We don't know the rules and regulations. That's why it's very important for the whole world and they listening and grand style to hear what the Six Anointed Catholic got to say on whatever the subject matter is. You see what the Bible says. And we're going to stand on what the book says. The book says if your mate get with another man, look what Yahuwah the Son says in 19 verse 9. What do he say?
The book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away this wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commit adultery. And whoso marry her, which is put away, do commit adultery.
And we can take that further, but we ain't going to do it because we want to get on something else. To let the Latter Day Saints know we can touch on what we want to touch on. When you read the prophecy of it, and once you send her away, and she get with somebody else, then something happened to that man, she can't come back to you neither. That's over with. That's one thing Yahuwah don't tolerate with. See, when you read the prophecy on that, with the heavenly tales on that, that's it. So, this Will Smith, in that woman with that bald head and them pants on. Once he found out that that young tiger was in his tank, that marriage would have been over with, according to the Bible. But you know, in the Christian life is, well, won't y'all see what y'all can do and work it out. No, that means you ain't doing Bible. That's why we know one thing. The ministry we're in is an order ministry. We're going to show you the order of Yahweh. And if you do order, Yahweh will intervene. If you continue not doing order, he's not going to intervene. So we tell you what the order of things is in Yahweh. And that's what we're going to sit. And what do we say that we can read, young lion over there in 6 verse 9 of 2 Corinthians? 6 verse 9, wait, 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? 6 verse 9, which one I want?
Say 1 Corinthians.
What is that?
All right. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, picking up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived. Neither fornicator, nor adulterer, nor adulterer, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind."
Mm-hmm. Now give me a second. 6 verse 9. Now give me a second. That's good. That's right. So he tell you what time it is. Now, when you do the investigation on the Will Smith, Chris Rock, and the woman, his wife, then you will see more details that he's already boiling over, because his son's best friend has been putting a tiger, putting his tiger in her tank, and he don't find out about it. See? And the woman that he is with is the, what that guy's name again? That's his ex-girlfriend, Tupac. Even his kids says to him, "We wish that we was Tupac's kids, not yours," because they got a lot of service on him too. So that's a whole bunch of drama, because the Yahweh is not over there, although they got all the, they can find their $10 everywhere. But it's no Yahweh in that. All that is worldly. So you don't get the results of worldly. No Yahweh in that. See? Now, what are we reading? 2 Corinthians 6, 9.
1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "As unknown and yet well known, voices of the true Israelites, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed."
Yeah, we are known bodily, but known everywhere. So this ministry is going to be the ministry that sits the one, put the two-thirds that's in order for the return of Yahweh the Son. But it starts by being in order. What kind of order? The Bible order. When these young couples come to you, you got to show them what the Bible says. The Bible tells you one thing. If you get with that better half, you must be a Yahweh man, and you must be instructed on what to do according to the Bible, not emotion. Now, we're going back to the third chapter. I want to give a little bit more of that, and we want to get on back on something else. And we can make a long meal out of it, but you can do it on your own. Let's go back, Elder. You're coming back now. And you said, what are you going to do? And skip down for time and say, verse 24. Let's see what he says. Matter of fact, read read verse number 17 and skip down to verse 24 for time's sake. Let's read it in verse 17 and 24.
Okay, we're still in the book of Isaiah chapter 3, reading at verse 17 and verse 24. 17. Therefore, the Yahweh will smite with a scab down the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, Yada Judah. And the Yahweh will discover their secret parts. Verse number 24. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, there shall be stink instead of a gird of a rent. And instead of a well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a stomach and a grinding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. Wow.
Yeah. You hear the man just saying? You can hear the man saying. I mean, listen, I know that, you know, everybody gets mad at fixing on the camp, but you hear the man saying? So you see, when you got them pants on, it's just like you taking your refrigerator and unplug it. And said, well, I still want to go back and get me some of that good stuff in there. And then you mess around like, you know, you left the food out. Man, that's a good meal I cooked. You left that food out all night. Man, it's far. I got to throw it away. Same thing you with the pants on. That's the same thing with the pants on. And then you know what it's going to cause you by having them pants on? And when the Yahweh man act like he don't see it, this is what it's going to cause in verse 24. Read it again.
Isaiah chapter 3, verse 24. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle of a rent, and instead of a well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a stomach of grinding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty.
And I forgot to name that stuff called monocy something. And now they got to go to Walgreens and all them places and buy the stuff instead of come out the pan. Now they got to, for yeast and everything else. They got to go get this bottle, and they got to spray all on itself now. Huh?
Oh, wow.
Then hands back up. You just like you unplugged that refrigerator. That's what you just did. You unplugged that. Now you want to keep the pants on, but now you going to find a way to get around about buying this bottle that's going to be in your purse. Then you spray. You spray yourself with that. Instead of taking them pants off and plugging the refrigerator back up, you got to keep the pants on. It's just like you walking, it's just like you unplugging the refrigerator. See, you know, Yahweh's the one made to, he want to know. So he's telling you what, and then you put all them chemicals in your head. And then you want to know why why she stand up there with a slick head. You see, chemicals going to chuck all the hair out of her head. So Chris Rock had to tell him some jokes on that, but this brother is already on full because he already found out the news that his son's best friend has been jumping his wife. Young Tiger been all in his tank. So you know he already on full. Yeah. So you see all that can be avoided. If you understand what the Bible says, you don't put her in that position by being a Yahweh man. Because when there's no Yahweh there, anything, something to happen. So certain things, for the money, you don't put yourself in that position. Like the WCC, like the Roman Catholic Church, and Six Golden, and Latter-day Saints. Why don't y'all come down with us? We're going to come up. Saying the word of Yahweh. You in this room, listen to us. We can't the word of Yahweh. We're going to put ourselves in that position because there will be no Yahweh. There will be no Yahweh there. Why we put ourselves in that position knowing there ain't no Yahweh there? Mm-hmm. And why we not teaching Yahweh that you got to have a Yahweh the man, because when you do get one, he's your head, but he got to understand the rules and regulations. And let's go back to the Pit and say something in the Pit of career. So that's why the Chinese and the Japanese is wan the hearty Yah God Judah out. Wang you out. They can't wait. They got factories over there now. So they have them go back so fast, they say they head out and just put it all together and you buying everything. You can't wait till they send another load, a big shipping off, have blue on your head today. Because you want to stay in this world. You want to get away from the natural look that Yahweh is giving you. And anytime you go past your natural look, you open the door to have the problem that you got now in verse 16 and 17. And Yahweh said, I'm going to discover your secret place, your secret part. She backdoored the brother with a young 23-year-old boy. And plus, she's sitting there with head not covered, pants on, a comedian that makes millions of dollars, that's holding the Grammy or whatever he's hosting. He got to tell some jokes. That's what he do. This guy's a joke teller. And you know, if you recall watching that old Wicked Tale TV, of those that sit on the first row when a comedian telling jokes, he go, the camera, you're going to put the camera on that one right there. Let me see what he's about. See? And they ain't going to tell jokes on you. And this is the same thing that happened. They'll pull out another tape on the brother, on the Arsenium, that other brother had a talk show a long time ago. What's his name? Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
And Arsenio Hall had Will Smith on his broadcast. Then he was a comedian big time himself. So he seen the brother in the audience that had a hair problem, and he signified on him big time. Now I want you to pull that tip and see what happened with that one. See? So what goes around going to come around, like same thing what goes around that's going to happen to the powers to be. Let's read that in 13, verse number 9, Brother Micaiah. Let's read what's going to happen to them in 13, verse 9 and 10 of Revelation. See, what goes around going to come around. So when you get the Arsenio Hall old tape of Will Smith, being a comedian, he called a brother, put the camera on him that had a bald head, you know, problem, and he made big time hay on him. So you see Yahweh waited. Let me pull a wrap. Oh, hold that palm of death. Brother Micaiah, before you read it, go to the eighth chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, 11 through 13 first. He's going to tell you something. See, what we don't know, that this ministry is going to come and show you what the Bible says. Just as he joked the brother on Arsenio Hall, where that brother name back in the days, you told jokes about his bald head. Now the brother came back and told jokes about your bald head woman with your pants on. You say, I'm going to slap a taser out of his mouth because I'm protecting her honor. But you didn't tell him you was already on full by knowing that the young son, your young son's best friend, been jumping your wife at 23 years old. You're not telling them that the woman that you with is Tupac's old girlfriend. You're not telling them that your own kid is saying, I wish he was my dad. That man is dead. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot in your face. That's the part. See, that'll fill you all the way up by violating the rules and regulations. You don't tell that the Arsenio Hall comedy show, that talk show he had, that you signified on a bald-headed man. And what happened? Y'all pull that tape up on your computer reading and find out what happened. What you doing to signify on that man. So what goes around comes around. So now look what he got written in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8 down to 11. What does it say we can read?
The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8 down to 11. Verse 8 reads, there is no man to have power over the spirit, to return the spirit.
Hold on a minute. That ain't what I want. I want something else. Let me peep over the Ecclesiastes. That ain't the way I want it. Let me go to the Ecclesiastes and let me peep at their young line. I want to bring out something else. Make it 11 verse 8. Try 11 verse 8. Try to turn around and make it 11 verse 8. Let's see what 11 8 sound like.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 8.
Yeah, try that.
Verse 8 reads, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all.
Hold on. No, that's not it. Come on back again in 8, verse 11. Did I say 8:11 the first time? Try 8:11 again.
Yeah.
8, verse 11.
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil.
Verse 12.
Though a sinner do evil 100 times, his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahweh, which fear before him. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he fear not for Yahweh.
You see it? He said, because I don't get your day, don't mean I don't get you tomorrow. That's what he's saying. He said, because I don't get you today, because a wicked person do some things and think he get away with it. You know, he's going to get away but temporarily. He might let you run a little bit, but that don't mean he's not going to get you. But when you fear Yahweh, and you know the definition of fearing Yahweh, what that means. Read that, Elder. What it mean by fearing Yahweh? Let's go to Psalm 111, verse 10. So he telling you something. Because you don't got a way, and you think it's all over? No. He's letting you run. See, remember, when you go back and look up Will Smith, you're going to find out the brother done the same signifying on the Arsenio Hall show 20 years ago or whatever. A bald head. He got cancer, wear him out with his bald head. So see, Yahweh just waited for you to get yourself in position. Didn't believe up the end on you. He had a young tiger that was busy your tank. Huh? And you got your own kids telling you that they wish their father was the dead man and you the living man. So you already pulled all the way up. And if that woman looked at you, she see the dead man and saying, wish you was him. You see what abuse you going with all that money? So you see, a lot of things that has not been told, but, you know, the system on the camps had the information a long time ago, you know, a couple of days ago, but we just been looking at it. Then after we got two witnesses, the elder and the Latter-day Saints bringing it up, then you know what Yahweh said, out of the mouth of two witnesses, you might well take a look at that series. Let's see which way it'll go. And that's what we did. We didn't have nothing programmed. We got two witnesses. When you got two witnesses, Yahweh put that spirit in you, then you're going to get going. But you can avoid punishment by following the rules and regulations of Yahweh. What are we reading?
Psalms 111, verse number 10. 10 says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep reading.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, Torah instructions, first five books.
But when you doing the Torah instruction, I mean, it's a good understanding. See, he didn't do the Torah instruction. So what goes around came around on it. Now come on, young lion, let's read that Revelation chapter 13 and pick it at verse 9. Now, this is for the latter-day saints.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, reading verse 9, picking up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, if any man have an ear, let him hear. Verse 10, he that lead into captivity, he'll go into captivity. He that kill with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the covenant of the saints, all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Is that? So, if you part of leading, you part of the group or led into captivity, you going to go into captivity. You that kill with the sword must be killed with the sword. So you see, otherwise what goes around going to come around. That's what he's saying. So if that's the way you will set up your empire, by taking another people down, and what you have did, it's going to come back on you sooner or later, like it came back on Will Smith. Because no commission is not going to jump at pants, land, and bald-head woman. No comedian going to let that get away. But he didn't know that bald-head woman was giving you all type of trouble with your son's best friend, and he jumping like a tiger. That's the part that the other brother didn't know. If he didn't know all that, maybe he would not have told no jokes on you. Because he's saying that I came to protect her by slapping you side the mouth, slapping the taste out of your mouth. I'm protecting her. No, you should have been protecting her from that young tiger. That was you should have been protecting her from that young tiger.
Right.
If that young tiger did catch up with her, then you both say, look at y'all, now look at it. It's over. According to 19 verse 7, it's over. See? That's why I say you can avoid punishment by getting behind the six anointed camps of bars of two Israelites, and then we've got you straight. And you wouldn't been in that predicament from the get-go. You got all that money, and you just like Solomon, feel the night on you with all type of, because you off into worldly relationships, things that you do, a lot of things on you that you do, and the reason why you can't make no move because she knows some things on you too. She got a rap sheet on you too. See? You can go on and on with this conversation. So remember one thing, two witnesses, the elder jumped out with it, and the latter-day saints, and Seal came and closed the door on it. So, that's enough of that right now. That's enough of that. So we're clear about that. That's enough of that. But let's run to Psalms 132, 12 through 18 online, back over to Elder in 68, verse 11, in Psalms. Back to back. Let's see what we got. Psalms 132, 12 through 18. So we touched on that for a little bit. Remember one thing. You got to be ingrained with Yahuwah's word. We can meet you in Yahuwah's book on any subject matter. Psalms 132, 12 through 18, young lion. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 12 through 18, verse 12 reads, if your children will keep my Torah instruction and my covenant that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne forever. Verse 13, for Yahuwah has chosen Zion, polluted word for Yadadud. He has desired it for his habitation. Verse 14, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Verse 15, I will abundantly bless her crop provision. I will satisfy her with bread. Verse 16, I will also clothe her priest with salvation. In her saints, the family of Israel shall shout aloud for joy. Verse 17, there will I make the horn of David to buzz. I have adorned a lamp for my anointing. Verse 18, his enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown glory.
Wait a minute. What are you gonna do to the enemy in time to come? You gonna do what to him again? Verse 18. What about the enemy again?
Book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 18 reads, his enemy will I cloth with chains, but upon himself shall his crown flow.
You say I'm gonna clothe like the enemy with some shame. Oh yeah, it's coming. Is he, so all we gotta do is stop being a Deuteronomy chapter 9:1-13 now, Brother McGuire. All we got, see, I'm gonna tell you something. All we gotta do is stop being a Deuteronomy 9:1-13. What can we read out of Deuteronomy chapter 9:1-13?
Okay. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 13. Verse 1 reads, hear, O Israel, you are to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fenced up to heaven. Verse 13, furthermore, Yahweh spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
What kind of people children of Israel is?
Stiff-necked people.
You see that? The feast day is only weeks away. The reason we in the condition we in today, we out of order, and we are a stiff-necked people. That's what we mean. See, we are stiff-necked people. To be clear, well, how can I intervene with these people here? These people are stiff-necked. Everything I got written in this book is opposite of it, and that's why you see things unfolding right before their eyes, and it's going to be like that until they get in order. So you will hear a lot of conversations come up, and you got to wait till two witnesses come on and tell me, then I'm going to give you the spirit and talk about it. You know, I care less about real, in your hall. Now that's not something like that. I get the memos all the time on everything. Mm-hmm. 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 Y'all boss gives a lesson on the run on whatever it is. And the reason we're in the condition right now is we don't do the order of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If that woman had been sitting over there on that front row according to the Bible, going back to that first Timothy again now, give me that first Timothy again. Now, if she's been sitting over there and 2:9 again.
The book of First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness in sobriety, not with broadened hair or gold or pearl or costly array.
Stop it there. Now stop it there. Now when you pull up her, I know the social media got her and everybody else all over the place and everywhere. So now what do she fit that from the get-go? See, would she be a 2:9? When you look at her, let's see would she be a 2:9. See? So a comedian cannot let that get away. Yahweh, remember in Proverbs chapter 16 and 21st chapter, Yahweh put in the minds of every man king to make statements, big time statements. He do that. He put in the mind to make statements big time. He turned the king's mind He makes people say things. They, why did I say that? Yahweh had you bring stuff out, and that won't happen. So now when you go look at the picture of his wife and himself and Chris Rock and everybody, you find out that they're going to be James 2 verse 3. What did it say they're going to read, Brother Micaiah? They're going to be James 2 verse 3.
Look at James chapter 2 verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and you have respect to him that wear the gay clothes, and say unto him, sit you here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand you there, or sit here under my...
You see that? What kind of clothes they going to have on?
Gay clothes.
So when you see all three of them, that's what they going to be having on. They're not going to be having no 1537, pick up 1537 through 40 numbers. They're not going to be, they going to be nothing but no 1537 through 40 of numbers. What does it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, picking it up at verse 37 down to 40, 37 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringe in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
And what you follow the realm in 22 verse 5 of Deuteronomy, backed up with the elder in 21, 27 of Revelation. 21, 27 had it waiting on the elder, Mr. Phil, in Revelation. But we say 22 verse 5.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, the woman shall not wear that which pertain unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abominations unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Now, when you pull up the pictures of Smith, him and his wife, and the brother, Let's see what they be having on. Let's see what they're doing in the sight of Yahweh. See, we know what they're doing in the sight of the world, the powers to be. But in the sight of Yahweh, they was all abomination to him. It was abomination to him. But look what he said in 21, verse 27. What did he say, Elder?
Okay, Psalms. What was that?
No, Revelation 21, 27, what did it say?
In the book of Revelation, chapter 27,
verse 21.
21, 27,
what did
it say? I got it. Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse number 27. Okay, 27 says, and there shall in no wise... in no wise enter into it anything that defile, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah, he's saying no wise you're getting in. He's saying no wise if you got the gate closing on, the woman wearing the pants and the man wearing the dresses and all that kind of stuff, cross dressing there. He's saying no wise you're getting in. He said, no wise you're getting in. That's what he said. Go to Zephaniah 1, verse 8. What it say, Elder? Zephaniah, that makes it Zechariah. 1, verse 8 says what? So he let you know, and no wise you're getting in. Huh? So you can go into all the offices you want to go into. But if you got the gate closed, the name of Yahweh took you down, ain't no wise you're getting in. Luke says in 1, verse 8. Zephaniah 1, 8. Bring it out.
Zephaniah chapter 1, verse number 8. 8 says, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Yahuwah sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and such are clothed with strange apparel.
He said, well, you know it or not, if you got on strange apparel, that means you got the gay clothing on, the woman wearing pants, the man wearing dresses, you all out of order. Huh? He said, I'm going to punish you for that. And what kind of punishment? Let's read the punishment that we got. Come on, Elder, let's find what the punishment he got in Matthew 22. Let's find what the punishment he got that we're going to read. So if you don't practice the righteous act as in 5:11 of Judges, you don't rehearse the righteous act, that's on you. But if he catch you down, you got to read in Matthew exactly where you're going for you to be clear. That's why I said Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is nothing but a death sentence to the children of the book. So if you're up in the Christianity, it ain't nothing but a death sentence to you. Islam and Judaism. That's a death sentence to you. What can we read in 22nd chapter, verse 11? What can we read else? Matthew 22, verse 11 down to 13 says what? Backed up with young man in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4 in 1 Kings. Come on, Elvis.
Matthew chapter 11 to verse, what was that, Brother Seal?
Take it down to verse 13.
Okay,
22.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 11 to 13. 11 says, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man which had not on a wedding garment. 12. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. 13. Then he said to the king, to the servants, bring him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There should be weeping and gasping of teeth.
Yeah. He's a friend. You got on the you got the gay clothing on. You ain't got no friends at all. You know everything tied to you going in with them. That look at Latter Day Saints. Let them read that up here. Can I get a second with you? We'll give you a second with you. All right, since you said that, Latter Day Saints, we'll give you a second with you. Help me out, young line. Let's get a second. Hold that point at on CDCQ before we get a second window. A lot of these things on a second window. The 12 apostles are rough. They want a second window. They should be getting a second window time. Going to the 7th chapter, make it the 8th chapter. They should be getting a second window. And let's go to the 7th chapter, and we'll pick it up at verse number 20. The book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua. Chapter 7, pick it up at verse number 2nd women. Pick it up at verse number 24.
Okay. Book of Joshua, polluted word for Hosea, picking up at verse chapter 7, picking up at verse 23. Verse 23 reads, and they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua, polluted word for Hosea, and unto all the family of Israel, and laid them out before Yahuwah. Verse 24, and Hosea, and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and Zorah, the son of Zorah, and the silver, and the garment, in the wares of gold, in his sons, in his daughters, and in his oxen, in his asses, in his sheep, in his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Verse 25. And Hosea said, why hast you troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Verse 26. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
Read verse 24. Who all got stoned? But who all got stoned? Verse 24.
The book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse 24. 24 reads, and Hosea and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zorah, and the silver, the garment, the wares of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them into the valley of Achor.
And what did he do in verse 25?
25. And Hosea said, why has you troubled us? Yahweh should trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and buried them with fire and burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
Mm-hmm. Stoned them. The same thing about if you ain't got them fringes on and you got the better half and your babies and everybody they ain't got no and they ain't ready when Yahweh come, because you don't get them ready, then he gonna take care of you and everybody tied to your hip. You see that? So you gotta make it clear. You got a Yahweh man that gonna lead you the right direction. His job is to correct things as he see it according to the scripture. This is how it's gonna be. Because I'm saving my life and your life too. And my child's life. Yeah? This is what this. He's a friend. Why you ain't got no friends on? You know this is the time for my showing up. He said, now I got the key, you know. I got to put you off in the out of darkness. And I'm going to show you, beat you up real good. Then I'm going to throw you in the fire for the rest of your life. Everybody talking to you. That's why we got to be clear. You got to be in the right relationship. If you're not in the right relationship up on a Yahweh man, you lose. And if he go down, you going down. Because remember what was written in 11 verse 3. Read it again up. What it said in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3? Listen good. 3 and verse 4. See, you got to understand these scriptures. The Bible speaks for itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 11 verse 3 and 4. What it say, young lion? What it say?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 reads, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse 4, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonor his head.
Go ahead, do some more.
Verse 5. But every woman that pray or prophesy with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaved. Verse 6.
Well, hold up, that's good. So she might well look just like a Will Smith wife. Simple as that. So you cannot look like Will Smith wife. And if you look like Will Smith wife, when she came out, she could have been covered in modest apparel. Now, when you pull up the tape and look at her and everybody around them, they was all in the gay clothing with the bald heads. So, you know, hey, everything written going to happen sooner or later. It's because you get away Because you get away now, that don't mean you're not going to get away later. But what it says we can read in 1 Kings 2, 2 through 4. What can we read? 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4. What it say that we can read? Brother Makai, what can we read?
Okay, going to the book of 1 Kings, going to chapter 2, reading verses 2 down to 4. Verse 2 reads, I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Verse 3. And keep the charge of Yahweh to walk in his way, to keep his Torah instruction, and his Torah instruction, his Torah instruction, his covenant, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and whithersoever you turn yourself. Verse 4, that Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if your children take heed to your way, to walk before me in truth, with all their mind and with all their body, there shall not fail you, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Now come back and read me on Psalm 132, verse 12.
Okay. Look at Psalm 132, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, if your children will keep my covenant and my covenant that I may teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne forever.
You see the man saying? So he's telling you exactly what to do for him to intervene with you. You got to be a covenant keeper. That's what you can read. Hey, Elder, what happened to that Psalm 68, verse 11? Psalm 68, verse 11. Hey, Elder. Psalm 68, verse 11. So he's saying, listen, you tell your offspring, because your offspring will keep the covenant too. So if your offspring was told about this, if Will Smith was told his son that you don't have your best friend, catching my wife, and she went along with it, the same with it. That so never happened. If he was raised upon the understanding of Dr. Jaguar. But she got with the young best friend of his son in his early 20s, young type. He put his title in her tank. It ain't supposed to happen like that. Because you out of order in Yahweh. See, when you're in order in Yahweh, these things don't happen. See? And you only put, and we put all the chemicals in the hell. Because sooner or later, you see the best of these Israelite women that have went to get a professional and go to Hollywood and do everything with their hair, and all of a sudden, next you know, a couple of years, they ain't got no hair on their head no more. But them children gonna burn them all out. And that was the prophecy of what's gonna happen to them. We read over there in the third chapter, verse 17 through 19 and 24. Everything, the Bible already calls every hand unfold like it's the daily news told from the beginning. You know why? Look what it says in 46 verse 10. Young lion, what it says in Isaiah 46 verse 10.
Okay. Well, the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, sang unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, you that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof.
That's Isaiah 46, verse 10?
Oh, 46. Okay, no, that was 42. Okay. Well, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, Verse 10 reads, declare the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
This man saying, this man called the end from the beginning, so ain't nothing going on that ain't already been called. He made plain that these stiff-necked they're going to end up in this position. They're going to be doing everything contrary to this book. And that's why he called them what he called them. What's the reading, Elder? Elder, what you reading?
Okay. What we got on the table is Psalm 68, verse number 11. 11 says, the Yahuwah gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. You see that?
The Yahuwah gave the word. And the six of Northern campuses are all published this word. See, we published this word. We ain't got to watch no one-eyed faith. All we got to do is watch what this Bible's saying. We ain't got to watch the one-eyed faith. And let's go to the 13th chapter, Elder, Leviticus. Let me show you something. We ain't got to watch. All we got to do is look at this book. What it says in the 13th chapter, verse number 30. 30 and 26.
Okay, 13th chapter, verse number 30 and verse 26.
No, 30, 32 and 36. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 30. Get down to verse 32 and verse 36. What does it say?
Okay, Leviticus chapter 13, verse 30, 32, and 36. Verse number 30 says, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there should be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce it unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. 32. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look upon the plague, and behold, if the scalp shall spread out, spread not, and there shall be in it no yellow hair, and the skull shall be not in sight deeper than one skin. 36. Then the priest shall look upon him, and behold, if the skull shall be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean.
So he says, if you got yellow hair in your head, you're unclean. If you take the yellow hair out of your head, and that's a French word for the blonde hair, mofon. That's what the word yellow means, blonde hair. And you know the daughters of Yah God do they love blonde hair into their hair. He said, but that's unclean to Yahuwah. And we love some, get the Chinese and Japanese hair, then put it off into the French word called for yellow is blonde, and make blonde hair out of it, right? Then put it in our head, or just take our hair all blonde. Now, if you got that blonde in your hair, the Bible says you're supposed to do this in verse 44 and 45. Let me show you what you're supposed to do if when you're seeing a woman with them strings of blonde hair in her head or just completely on women, blonde hair, yellow hair. This is what the Bible says they're supposed to do in verse 44 and 45.
Leviticus?
Same book. 13,
chapter
13,
verse 44 and 45. 44 says, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. 45. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall clean, and shall cry unclean, unclean.
So you walk around with that yellow hair on and that gay look, you're supposed to be hollering, unclean, unclean. You're trying to show up for somebody to know what's happening. Unclean, I'm unclean. You see that? There's that. You're supposed to cry out, unclean, unclean. See that? The Bible tell you a whole story. That's why we watch the best of them. We watch everybody from the pages of the book. The book tell you exactly what's going on. And y'all watch, I'm going to intervene when I can see you line up with this book. What you reading, young man? What you got for me?
We left off at.
Hold on. Hey, Elder, give me on Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. And young lion, have me a Sirach chapter 15, 13 through 15. Then we get a closing statement out of the Elder. And then Noah bring this broadcast and leave a closing statement out of the Elder so he can get ready for that big broadcast on Peltor. So, Elder, what is saying we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 6. 6 says, for thou art a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, the Yahuwah. The Yahuwah, the Yahuwah has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth.
I'll read 7:26 one more time. Deuteronomy 7:26 one more time.
Seven, what was that again?
Make it now. Skip out of verse 26. You read 7:6. Now read.
I read 7:6.
Now read verse 26.
Says, neither shall thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it. Thou shalt utterly honor it, for it is a cursed thing.
Yeah, you hear Yahweh say, you ain't supposed to bring abomination into your house. See, that's a cursed thing, abomination to Yahweh. So you see, now you read and told you what was abomination to him. Sirach chapter 15, 13 through 15, what's that? Young lion. What that young lion reading in Sirach chapter 15, 13 through 15? What did it say?
The book of Sirach. Chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. Verse 13 reads, Yahuwah hated all abominations, and they that fear Yahuwah love it not. Verse 14, he himself made a man from the beginning and left him in the hand of his counsel. Verse 15, if you will, to keep the Torah instruction and to perform acceptable faithfulness.
19 and 20.
Verse 19 and verse 20. And his eyes are upon them that fear him, and he know every work of man. Verse 20. He hath commanded no man to do wickedly, neither hath he given any man license to sin.
So he ain't gave no man license to sin. He ain't gave you none to do that wicked, so you're doing it on your own. He ain't told you about none of that stuff. He done told you what he got written for you to avoid punishment. He ain't told you about how your relationship supposed to be. Let's go get 1, 5, and 6 there, young lion. Let's go to Luke 1, 5, and 6. He's telling you everything to do to avoid punishment. It's up to you to make a Bible decision on what you can read. Will Smith did not make a Bible decision because he don't know the Bible. He's a Christian. See? A Christian will tell you that when your wife backdoor you, if you forgive her, but the Bible tell you, you don't do that. You got to go. See, that was Christianity. See, Christianity turned you into a feminine person because it's contrary to the Bible. You still better have that show you that relationship is over according to the Bible. There ain't no compromising, and you can't take her back and she go somewhere else, and all of a sudden you will get back together with her later on. No, it don't get back together no later on. That's why you read Deuteronomy to tell you that. It ain't no getting back later on. That is finished. And everybody got a time that Yahweh going to make his move. It's a different thing. I'll teach you that maybe one day next week. If a man do the same thing, but see the man, one thing about it, ain't nothing injected into the man. It's injected into the woman. See, when a woman do all this back door, whatever spirit that man got, you take that spirit. That's what you don't understand something. When you back door that best half you got, whatever that man, that's the spirit you took on. So when you all over the place, and that's why you catch these women all out of order, but them still next. They all over the place. They got Tom, Jack, Roy, Peter, and everybody else. And they got all those spirits in their body, and you don't want to know why they emotions all over the place. You got all the man, and it just got your body haywire, your mind haywire. That's why Yahweh tell you don't do stuff like that. You hold yourself for one Yahweh man. And the Yahweh man got to understand the rules and regulations. That's why it's very important to find out where the sixth location located, get in it to learn what to do when you on the clock. And you won't face what the brothers just got through facing on the world scene at the Oscar, whatever, the Grammy or whatever. He was already filled up all the time because you know it was on his mind. The young Tiger, a young 23-year-old Tiger been roughing his wife up. So you already on full. So you throw a joke on him, he might do anything, but then you find out what goes around comes around. You go put up the center of your hall joke, and that same thing he's done, he joked a man about his bald head and got his fame of glory on it, on the center of your hall show. See? So what goes around comes around, and that same thing happens. You led a man into captivity in 17 nations. Don't you know Yahweh gonna charge you for that? You gonna pay for what you did? People go to book once they wake up. WCC. Don't you know you got a punishment coming? Latter-day Saints. The Roman Catholic Church. You got a punishment coming for what you did. You got the pictures of the children of Israel. See it all off in your dungeons and everything else. You know what color they are. You got the pictures of everybody. Heat it off. You done too much. He gonna get you for that too. Oh, we can go on and on. What we read?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, for a little word for Yada, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6, and they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the Torah instructions, and Torah instructions of Yahweh blamed.
They were both righteous, I mean it was in order. They was in order, they understood what Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 down to verse 7 says, they understood all that good stuff. They was in order. And when you're in order, Yahweh's word said, I will intervene once you in order. We're going to stop it there and bring our elder in. And but, you know, give me a verse. Then you can close. Give me a verse over in the book of Hebrews. I need to get a verse out there. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, make it 12, verse 6 to 8, then you can run and talk about the broadcast and give us your closing statement. Or give me that verse, book of evil, including the title called Hebrews 12, verse 6 down to verse 8. Let's see what that says.
In the book of Hebrews, below the title called Eber, looking at verse chapter 12.
All the way around.
Verse
book of Eber, that's all the way around. The book of Eber, below the title called Hebrew. All the way around, come on.
It's the other way around. The book of Eber, below the title called Hebrew. I got turned around that time. My goodness. Chapter 12, verses 6.
Wait. Yeah,
verse number 8. Yeah. Verse 6 says, for whom the Yahuwah loveth, he chases, and scorneth every son whom he receive. 7. If ye endure chasing, Yahuwah dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chases not? 8. But if ye be without chastening, thereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons.
You man says, so he's letting you know that. Now, see, if you don't get, now, what nations that haven't got no chastising and haven't been correct at all? That's 17 nations. Yes, they right. But see, we as a people have been corrected ever since we violated the Torah instructions. The other nations don't need no savior. They are the saviors of the world. See, they not corrected, but when you get it all, then they will be corrected. But right now, their prayer is not like yours. They don't worry about when the police pull them over, you know, whether they hang on the dashboard or not. They don't worry about that. They get out and argue with them. So they're already receiving their glory right now. So their prayer is not like yours. They don't need no savior. Save them what? They make all the rules and regulations. You pay your light, gas, notes, and everything to it, property taxes and everything in them, right? So what they need to be saved from? But he said the one he loved, he corrected. So he ain't correcting them. So guess who's getting corrected? You. So that means you still got hope to come back to this covenant. Dr. J. Elder, so you let us know who bring this broadcast and your closing statement on the clock, action on your part again. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for letting me enjoy this wonderful broadcast that we have been in this evening. And we welcome and thank all of you. You have been thus far listening to the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a higher day. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath, current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and we have an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school that we see is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, including myself, that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking them, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And click the red live button as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. And also, this is an easy way to get into our live broadcast if you have problems calling the numbers, and which I'll give you in just a moment. Just enter that, Yahuwah Radio Live, and you'll be able to get right into our live online broadcast. Now, we also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. Providing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, one of the numbers I mentioned to you earlier is 319-527-6065. This is our international number. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure when you call in the number and give that order that you give your correct name and address, and you will receive your DVD after calling that number. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. It is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, answering many memos, and in addition to that now, even a Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, not to worry. You can listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Friday. Program time at that day will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. This time, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, choosing a program that you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, as most of you probably know, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if our talk ends before teaching time, our teaching for your convenience will continue on Pal Talk. But when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the word to Yahuwah flows smoothly, that remembering that we're on an international broadcast, thousands are receiving the words of Yahuwah. So at this particular time, we'll turn our program back to our seer as well, so our teaching can continue. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale, that was excellent part. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a little second, a little look at it, Leviticus 17 again. Late bloomers, Israelites that came in from the 69 camps late, we're going to make sure we're clear about it, because you got to, stubbornness, you kind of you know, dragging your feet and you're slow and everything else. You got it written, telling you exactly, you know, exactly what to do. Because you get on these machines, they read all kind of crazy ways. He tells you plainly, what are you telling you that you can read, in Leviticus 17, 1 2, 10 through 14? What is it you can read there, young lion? Brother Micaiah, what is it?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 17. You want verses 1, 2, and 6 through 14?
Well, skip down 10 through 14.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verses 1, 2, and 10 through 14. Verse 1 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2, speak unto Aaron, and unto his sons, and unto all the family of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which Yahweh hath commanded, saying." Verse 10, "And whatsoever man there be of the family of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth among you, that eat any man of blood, I will even set my face against that person that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people." Verse 11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your body. For it is the blood that make an atonement for the person." Verse 12. "Therefore I said unto the family of Israel, no person of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourney among you eat blood. Every man that be of the family of Israel or that of the stranger that sojourney among you, which hunt and catch any beast or fowl that may be evil, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust." Verse 14, "For it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the family of Israel, you shall eat the blood of no man of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eat it shall be cut off."
He said the bottom line is it's not good for your body. So when you're eating at these restaurants, you all would be in the restaurant when they cook your food. They ain't get that blood out your meat and all that stuff right there. And that blood thickens in your body and it causes you all kind of back up problems like mucus and everything else. You got to shake that blood up. And most of all of the six anointed camps had that stepper machine. Remember one thing, you like a pop or anything of juice and sit on the counter too long and you see it, all the impurities go to the bottom. If you find yourself with tingling in your hands, tingling in your feet, it's because your blood is too thick. You gotta regulate that thing. So you got to do some kind of bouncing. You got to bounce up and down on them steppers to get that blood up and start mixing that blood with that clean water. And you got to be a 129 and 30 of Genesis. What do you tell you, 129 and 30? What can we read out of Genesis 129 and 30 there, young lion?
Going to the book of Genesis. Going to chapter 1, verse 29 and 30.
Yeah, 29 and 30.
Verse 29 reads, "And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." Verse 30, "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so."
So green herbs, green, get that green food in you. A lot of clean water, green food in you. And then when you're ready to do a full course meal, make sure you stay away from that salt and sugar to repack your body up. Let's go to Numbers chapter 11, pick at verse 5. So you get your body all packed back up, because one thing about these machines, if your blood pressure is too high, They give you a false reading, and then they, and then all a doctor won't do is start pulling on things they ain't got to pull on until you're just fussing that stuff out. And remember one thing, you got to check your blood up. The older we get, we got to always check the blood up. You feel yourself drowsy. Well, I'm moving drowsy, can't breathe right. That means your blood too thick. That means you got to check that blood up. You feel tingles in your feet, tingles in your hands, back stiff. Get on that step, check that blood up. Get that and hold your hands straight out and rotate your arms and loop that mucus around your chest area so you can breathe and talk right. You got to take your arm and while you're on that stepper, that's when you get better. But you do the same thing in the bed. Get your arms out, all the way out, back and forward in. What you're trying to do, you're trying to loop that heart up with all that circulation, but make sure that mucus will not be anywhere you can't talk right. Get that mucus out your body before the doctors start putting the needles in you and pulling stuff out you. And all you got to do is, and when you get on those steppers, and then once you get good on those steppers, take your arm and stretch it all the way out and rotate your arm. What you're doing, you're bouncing and you're circulating that mucus in your body. You're regulating your blood. And once you come off that step, you be ready to step real good. You say, oh, I feel real good now. You're going to check your blood up. And now it's time for a full course meal. Baby, what are we eating tonight? Okay, we will eat us 11 verse 5. Here goes a full course meal. Numbers 11 verse 5 says what?
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, we remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt, polluted word from Mazarine, freely, the cucumber, the melon, and the leek.
Uh-huh. So stay with that chicken. That chicken is man-made. Man-made that chicken. Man-made that chicken. That chicken, you can trace that thing back to a fire. That's man-made. That chicken. And they don't put chicken on every block that you got your hand on. Every block, everywhere you go, you find more chicken places. And you do the research on that chicken and that cow. Man, one of them. And you never was created to drink no kind of cow milk. You don't feed your babies cow milk. Cow milk is for the calves of them. But you know what we do? We feed our babies cow milk. Bring me a gallon of milk and a box of Pampers. No. Once that baby come off the titty, that's the end of milk. Once you dry up and you can't get that baby no more milk from, that's it. It ain't buying no milk from the store because that's cow milk, cows. All the milk that I know you might get away with a little bit is goat milk. But I wouldn't jump on that right away neither. Once you have breastfed that baby and you know you done dried up, that's the end of milk. Milk causes mucus in your body. Milk causes mucus. And cow milk is for the calves. It's not for you to bring back no gallon of milk. Well, I'm going to put in a bottle of gallon of milk. No, you don't put no gallon of milk. You put in that bottle some spring water in that bottle. And start feeding them some table green food. That way they got to have some table green food after they don't grow past the breast. So you got to be clear about this thing. See, a Yahuwah man got to be clear about how to do the bore punishment for our loved ones to come. All right, we got that out the way. Okay, good. Now he says the one he loved, he always chastened. Now what people do he love that we can read? That always, he said, the ones he loved, he chasing. He ain't chasing those 17 nations. You don't hear nothing about no crime on crime with other nations. There ain't no crime on them. It's crime on you. Because the one he loved, he don't get your attention. Let's find out who he loved that we can read. Let's run to 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 8. Let's see who Yahuwah. He said, the one he loved, he always get at them. You know, if the other nations, how can he love them? And they're not in the paper about nothing. They don't need to be saved. They already saved. You don't want me to save you. Huh? You see that? Let's see who he loved. It says, we read over there in the 12th chapter, verse 6-8, the one he loved, he chastened. Let's see who he loved. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 8.
The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 9, Verse 8 reads, blessed be Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with delight in you, to set you on his throne, to be king for Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which your Yahuwah loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore may he be king over them to do judgment and justice.
You see what the man love? The man. What you mean? WCC is second winning. So you see, he loved him some Israel. See, that's who he loved. And that's why he's getting at you, see, right? Because he's telling you now, you know, get in line up under six anointed camps. They're going to show you the way to go in order, or you lose. 1 Kings 10, verse 9, second witness. 10, verse 9, second witness.
The book of 1 Kings, in chapter 10, picking up at verse 9. Verse 9 reads, blessed be Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with delight in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahuwah loved Israel forever. Therefore may he king to do judgment and justice.
So who he loved? Israel. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. So we clear, if you read the Bible, he tell you who he loved. And guess what? You remember they had a record out a long time ago? Is a thin line between love and hate. Guess what? They got that from the Bible too. So you know, you see who he loves. He loves in Isaiah 43, verse 3 and 4. Who is that?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt, polluted word, for Mezarine, for your ransom. Ethiopia, polluted word, for Cush. And Seba for you. Verse 4, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you, Israel. Therefore will I give man for you and people for your life, Israel.
Ain't that something? You hear the name of the man? The man said he loved him. He said, I love me some Israel. You see what he's saying? So he made a choice. You got to make a choice. He made a choice. But what's the opposite of love? Let's go to Romans 9:13. What's the opposite of love? Pick it up verse 7 down to verse 9. We're going to Romans chapter 9, verse 7. We'll we're going to make a quick meal out of it. Pick it up verse 7 down to 13. Make a little quick meal out of it.
Okay. Going to the book of Romans. Chapter 9, verse 7, down verse chapter
13. 7. Listen to what he said. 9, verse 7 to 13. Let's see what he said.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 7 to 13. Verse 7 reads, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of flesh, these are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Verse 9, for this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse 10, and not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, by our father, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahuwah according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that called. Verse 12, it was said unto her, the eldest should serve the younger. Verse 13, as it is written, Israel have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
See, you can read. You read that Malachi, but we ain't gonna worry about it. Malachi 1:1-4. We're going back to Isaiah chapter 3. Going back to Isaiah chapter 3, we'll get a closing statement out there. See, let me tell you something, see, right? The Bible tells the story, and you find the men of Yahuwah to tell the winners of Yahuwah, we'll be able to tell you the story. We can help you. But you got to submit yourself to understand one thing. Ain't nothing written. Ain't nothing come on you unless prophecy already told. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 and 24 in the closing statement. 16, 17, and 24. Come on.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and 24. Verse 16 reads, "Moreover, Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion polluted words for Yadah Judah, are haughty, and walk with stretched forth neck and wanting eyes, walking, menacing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. 17. Therefore Yahweh will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Yadah, polluted word Judah, and Yahweh will discover their secret parts. Verse 24. And it shall come to pass that instead of the sweet smell, there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle, a ring, and instead of well, set her hair baldness, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, burning instead of beauty."
Burning instead of beauty, burning. Now you got this ball in your purse now, burning to take them pants off, but you got this ball in your purse now. Cool yourself down. Listen, it's just like when you got them pants on, it's just like you unplug your refrigerator on a 90-degree day and you got your windows down and come back a week later and say, well, let me see what I'm going to cook in our refrigerator. What? What you going to cook in your refrigerator? That's exactly what he's trying to tell you. When he told you in 22 verse 5, he meant that in the closing statement. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 says what?
In the book of Deuteronomy. 22 verse 5. Verse 5 reads, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abominations unto Yahweh, your Yahweh."
Now when you go on your computer and pull up the Chris Rock and Will Smith and then Wife Smith and everybody else, read all the reports, look at the old Senior Hall program, and you see the same thing, what goes around comes around, but you see everybody has got James 2 verse 3, and that's what happens, and Yahweh is not with you if you're James 2 verse 3. In a closing statement, come out.
It's the book of James, chapter 2, picking up at verse 3. Book of James, 3 reads, "And you have respect to him that wears the gay clothes, and say unto him, sit you here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand you here there, or sit here under my footstool."
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. 1 Timothy 6, 1, and that's enough. We'll get back on in the top part of the Sabbath. 1 Timothy 6, 1 says what?
Okay. Going to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of Yahweh and his teaching be not blasphemed."
Yeah, don't blaspheme the name and the teaching. You got to have a name and the teaching. Let's stop right there. Y'all lying, you stood tall again on another episode, part number 86. Closing statement is all yours. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank Yahweh for another blessed day to read his word. Thank Yahweh for Cecile. And Yahweh allowed me to meet Cecile to teach us the word. Thank Yahweh for my wife and children. Thank Yahweh for the elders and the mothers. And praying for Mother D. And thanking Yahweh for his word. And also for the teachers and all the brothers and sisters part of the Voice of the True Israel Life. I'm going to read the book of Psalms 119, verse 33. "Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of your Torah instruction, and I shall keep it until the end." Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, young lioness, for the mothers, the elders, the mothers, the whole six anointed camp understand one thing. We must get in order according to what we can read. Once we in order and we lead by example, we got to not only talk the talk, we got to walk the walk in order. And Yahweh will give us the increase. He's going to double us up in all six anointed camps. But we got to make sure we make a decision according to what the Bible says. The reason why so much hoopla going on, because everything they were doing on that Emmy, Grammy, is out of order every direction. See, not him not knowing nothing about Yahweh, but he will get a tape of this broadcast. We clear about that. The Latter-day Saints going to make sure he get a tape of this broadcast. Understand one thing. You got to get in order, Steve Rogers. And this ministry is the ministry to get you in order. And we lead by example. We don't just talk it. We walk it. We all friends on. We know the blessing is in the friends. The blessing not in the gay clothing. Huh? We can't be like them. They got to be like us. So and once we understand that, we must lead the way. Then Yahweh will show us the next move. Once we look at this Bible and see what the Bible saying, keep that Sabbath day, keep them fringes, get in where you fit in at, do what Yahweh required you to do. He says in 6 verse 8, what do Yahweh require you, old man? Do justice, keep Torah instructions, keep them eyeball to eyeball Sabbath days, stop sitting there behind your coffee table, behind curtain, saying you all right in Yahweh. If you don't gather, you're not all right with Yahweh. Until you gather in the six anointed camps. Keeping the Sabbath day behind closed doors,